Yeah. Captain.
Yes, Lord.
Do you know the Lord?
Well, now, Lord, yeah.
Do you know the Lord?
Yeah.
I know Jesus, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Late one Friday morning.
Well, now, Lord, yeah.
Jesus brought peace into my heart.
Yes, he did.
Made me love everybody.
Yeah.
I was a sinner. Living in my sin.
Yeah.
But Jesus,
Lord, Jesus
put that love in my heart.
Yeah.
Every now and then, y'all,
yeah.
I have friends.
Yeah.
Don't love to hear Jesus' name called.
Yeah.
You know what I do. I'm on, yeah.
Charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never-dying soul to save, and fit it for the sky. Words of Charles Wesley, 18th century master hymn composer, variously called the old meter lining out, Dr. Watts style, Charles Wesley composition from 1762 to the tune called Boylston, and adapted and recorded over the years by many quartets. Pilgrim Travelers, the Evening Stars come to mind, a gospel program favorite, A Charge to Keep I Have, often heard during the opening devotion section of gospel programs, sung by the entire congregation, if you will, as we have today. And a nod to the ancestors, the old folks, and the Dr. Watts lining out style, still sung in parts of the Piedmont of South Carolina, Primitive Baptist congregations of Alabama, and in old regular Baptist churches in Kentucky. When you hear a lined out hymn in person, I can tell you, if you have any hair on the back of your head, it will be raised. That was a long intro set. Set a record. We heard three different adaptations of the old meter hymn, A Charge to Keep I Have. We started with the Echoes of Zion. It was recorded in 1960, I think, on the Smash label, but about 10 years earlier on the Gerald label out of Atlanta, the Echoes of Zion recorded a version of it. And I think that's the one that inspired other quartets to adapt a congregational hymn to the quartet style. We heard the Poole Brothers, recorded in 1992 in Demopolis, Alabama, in a program that was recorded for Smithsonian Folkways. Wade in the Water is that collection called. Fantastic collection. And then we heard the congregation, Johnny L. Hurricane Jones, Charge to Keep I Have, sung in a, with the congregation and embellished with shouts and amens and improvised lyrics. Just an excerpt here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Encourage everyone to go down the rabbit hole of the lined out hymnody. We'll have some links on the playlist. I encourage you to do that. A wonderful tradition that's not well known enough. And while you're on the playlist, you can say hello on the chat board, message board, the howdy board for Sinner's Crossroads at WFMU.org. Please do that. We understand that not a lot of people who listen post. So let's have a little bump in the graph. We have some wonderful gospel music for you, more gospel music for you this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. We'll get right to it. The King Sisters, Jesus Is Mine. That's what they'll be singing about, brothers and sisters and beloved, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Glory divine, And I would like to again and again, don't forget about to go by the sponsor. If you don't go by and see about them, go by and tell them that Sister Jessie Jeter sent you by there. And that way, if you hadn't been getting a good treat, you will get one if you only tell them that Mrs. Jessie Jeter told you to stop by. If you don't buy anything, stop by and let Brother Adams know that Sister Jeter's doing a very good job for you. And just go by the Renaissance Lounge and go by out there at the Mobile and Day Street. And get your ties fixed there. You never know what's going to happen. You may have to call them. They'll come and see about you. Pine Leaf Grocery there on Pine Leaf Street. None other than Quality Grocery on Jeff Davis and Cleveland Avenue. And then, by all means, don't forget about it again. Go by the Renaissance Lounge. The voice you hear in the background is none other than Brother Robert Taylor and a portion of these originally Starlights, a portion of them in the background. Sister Jeter, hold your head up. We hope you're feeling better this morning. Santa Maria, Sister Marilyn Lucky. Hope she is feeling better this morning. She's very ill at home. So right now, I believe our time is running out. So at this particular time this morning, we're going to say again happy birthday to our very fine disc jockey. And we're going to turn the program back over to him this morning. Thank you very, very much.
You had better let Jesus knows, knows, knows just Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
let him be.
If you can't pay your bills,
you better let Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
let him be.
Trouble gets in my home sometimes.
I just let Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
let him fix it.
Oh, yes,
for you.
I mean work.
Yeah.
Till the day is done.
Let it work.
Work all day.
See,
till the victory is won.
We're on a
fast and pray.
All
the way.
Yeah.
Working till the day is done.
I mean work.
I mean to work.
Yeah.
Till the day is done.
We're going to work.
Work all day.
See,
till the victory is won.
Let us fast
and pray.
All
the way.
Yeah.
Working till the day is done.
Kind of a short set there because of the long intro set. We have adjusted the time here at the bottom of the hour. Listening to the Taylor Brothers of Miami, I need to work. They need to work for Jesus. They need to work for the Lord. Taylor Brothers of Miami. We heard the Good Samaritans, a wonderful a cappella gospel tune there. Let Jesus fix it for you. And I love the name, the Good Samaritans. We need Good Samaritans everywhere in this day. And we started set with the King Sisters. Jesus is mine, but they are willing to share. We share a lot of music for you here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. Taking a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. One thing we can do, as always, shouts to Reverend Creighton in Boston and Brother Richard in Chicago. All gospel friends everywhere. brothers and sisters, and beloved. Yes, indeed. Join us on the message board, WFMU.org, if you haven't already had. To the front, brothers and sisters and beloved, to the front. We're on the battlefield with the gospel interns here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh yeah. And I promise him that I would like to say right here, I lost my flag in battle, but my stand.
You know, Gloria came and she said to me, she said, Reverend, look, I am telling you something right now. She said, I know you can help me. I said, well, how do you know? She said, look, my neighbors next door to me, she said they was doing bad. The truck weren't running right. Beer cans all in the yard. And said, all of a sudden, they left and came back home. And say, they was doing so good. The yards were clean. They're driving a new Navigator. And say, I know something. What in the world did they do? And said, one day I just was walking out of my door, getting into my old piece of car, and I heard them say, honey, don't forget, she told him, say, don't forget to send that money order to the spiritual workshop. And I put two and two together. She said, I'm here. Because if you help, if the way my neighbors were doing, said, if it was help for them, I know it got to be help for me.
life. Some rain has fallen.
Got a piece of rain in your life
to do a talk to you just a little while. Something in our life that we may call rain, but everything that we call rain, it ain't no rain. Whenever you don't have money to pay your bill, somebody may call that rain, but that ain't no rain, y'all. That's only a shower. That's all it is. But wait 1 minute. Let me tell you what rain is. One morning, this rain, when you get up out of your bed, everybody in your home is doing all right. But before,
it weighs a ton. about all the little children who have no food to eat. Think about the young boys dying every day in the war. And I bet you find you got a lot
to be thankful for. You got a lot
to be. I didn't have no shoes. There beside me was a man who had no feet. Oh, no, he didn't. I was filled with despair. I just spent my last dime. You know, self-pity controlled me as I sat there crying. Oh, yes, it did. Then somebody said, think about the man who's blind or the man who had no feet. Think about all the little children.
Clarence Smith, got a lot to be thankful for. Yes, indeed. We have a lot to be thankful for at Sinner's Crossroads. You, the listener, everybody who tunes in every week. And in a couple of weeks will be the 25th anniversary of Sinner's Crossroads. We'll have a little special show. Not too much. A little short one-hour show. We'll keep the celebration at a minimum. A nice day for me. Hallelujah. Right before Clarence Smith, we heard the Dixie Travelers, rain throughout our lives. Some rain must fall. Yes, indeed. Sometimes it's a thunderstorm. Brother James Elam, when he calls me, I'll be there. I will answer. The Mighty Echoes, that's without the E, as some people spell echoes. And we started the set with the Gospel Interns. I am on the battlefield. Soldier on, brothers and sisters, and beloved. Hope we contributed that spiritually this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thanks to the Mighty Gospel Friends. Love you, rain. Yes. My name is Kevin Nutt. And stay tuned to WFMU. Listener supported in free form. 91.1 East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. and online at WFMU.org. Hallelujah. Everyone, thanks for tuning in again and again. Stay tuned to WFMU. Brothers and sisters and beloved, stay tuned, and we will see you next week.
We have real good news. You know, we've always had the father and the mothers of the American family that were our very close fans, which we appreciate so much. But in the last year, we had a lot of few young folks that moved over to our side. And for that reason, we're doing better now than we ever have.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Ah!
Hello? Mr. Hershenhorn? You have yourself on mute, Mr. Hershenhorn?
Hello, everybody.
Hello?
David needs to unmute. He's talking, but we don't hear him, so he needs to unmute. So I think he's looking at his device right now to check sure to check to make sure it's connected.
Are you there, Hershenhorn?
He's there.
Hershenhorn?
He's there.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you?
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Now, wow. 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 Wow.
Yeah.
is Forrest Tucker. May I get personal with you for a minute? Even if you shower twice a day, you can't wash away Jock Itch. Jock Itch. Jock Itch. Jock Itch.